It is simple to be saved from hell and saved to heaven. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Dear friend, salvation is simple, but it's not cheap. It cost Jesus Christ everything so that salvation could be offered to us freely. God has provided salvation on a basis which permits anyone who can make an intelligent decision to have it. If salvation could be received on the basis of education, multitudes would be excluded. If eternal life could be had on the basis of wealth, a great number would still be left out. If being saved were dependent upon one's moral perfection, everyone would fall short. God has made his salvation available on the basis of a personal faith, which even a child can exercise. This way, everyone is reduced to the same level in the eyes of God, and all must come to him on the same terms. The Apostle Paul said, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says also, "But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe." How simple is it to be saved? It is as simple as entering a door. The Bible says, in fact, Jesus Christ said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." It is as simple as calling for help. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," the Bible says. It is as simple as coming when called. For Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." It is as simple as receiving a gift. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." It is as simple as drinking water. For Jesus Christ said, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give them shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. It is as simple as eating bread, for Jesus Christ said, I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. It is as simple as believing God. For Jesus Christ said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Dear friend, many people stumble at the simplicity of salvation. Salvation from hell and salvation to heaven. They often feel that they must do something to earn or deserve such a wonderful offer. Yes, something had to be done so that salvation could be offered to us freely. But Jesus did it all. All that God asks of us is that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and receive him into our heart and life by faith. The genuineness and the reality of your faith will be demonstrated in a changed life. Why not make that all-important decision which will transform your life and bring you into a right relationship with God? It is simple and it works. Try it and see. It is really simply up to you. Are you willing to settle the matter of your eternal destiny with this good news? This simple but great news. Will you do it today? You can right this very moment. For the Bible says that if you, shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Romans 10:9 in the Holy Bible. So, dear friend, if you will trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please pray this prayer with me with all of your heart. And mean it from your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, I know I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus died for my sins, and I am willing to return from my sins. And I am willing to turn from my sins. I now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life as my personal Savior and Lord. I am willing, by God's grace, to follow and obey Christ as the Lord of my heart and life. Amen. Thank you, dear friend, for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as your Savior, visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Have Entered Through the Door. It is right there on that site. The track this podcast is based on today is produced by Fellowship Track League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at fellowshiptrackleague.org. God bless you. Until next time. Amen.